Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the 7-4 Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jason Garrett. Hi, Coach.
Well, it is a good morning, and I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Good. That's good that's good to know. And I guess you feel pretty good about your team's position now. It's 7-4. The playoffs are looking like a possibility more and more.
Certainly, we're happy with the win. We're happy with the win. We did a lot of things well. There were some other things that we didn't do so well, and we didn't do them well in all three areas. And we'll evaluate those things when we look at the tape. And looking at the tape is important. It's important to look at the tape and to look at it well. Going to look at it well.
All right, so you've looked at the tape from the Dolphins game, and I guess bottom line, you get a win. Did you play well in the game, do you think?
We played well in some areas and not so well in other areas, and that's not a worry. We're not going to worry about it. It's a challenge. It's a challenge, and that's what you look for in this football league. You like to look for football challenges, and this team responds to challenges, especially on tape.
DeMarco Murray has been such an outstanding find for you guys. Can you just talk about what he's meant to the team?
Well, that's a good question. It's a question that you ask well. And I love emphasizing that I know the proper use of the adverb well. A lot of people, they use the word good when they mean well. And having gone to Princeton and attended Princeton, I know that you have to use the adverb well, well. Well is a good adverb when used well, well in contrast to using good and not well. And then that's a challenge. And thank goodness I go about using the terms good and well the right way. It's important to go about things the right way.
Did he answer your question?
I don't think so, but I'm just so happy to have him on. I don't care.
Yeah, it is the Cowboys head coach. This is Jason Garrett joining us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. Are you concerned? Is it a challenge for these Cardinals that are up next?
Well, we could look back at the game we finished, but that affects you moving forward. And
right.
And what we need to do is look forward when we're moving forward. So looking forward to playing the Arizona Cardinals, the Cardinals of Arizona. It used to be the St. Louis Cardinals, but now they're the Arizona Football Cardinals. And that's something they are. And they're someone that we're going to play. And, of course, being the Dallas Football Cowboys,
unnecessary.
That doesn't make sense, but I like to say it. And I like to say football. We have a football team made of football players, and players of football are what we have on our football team. And that's important. It's also a challenge. The challenge that we meet well.
It's important, or it's a challenge, or it's both.
This team is tough. They're tough, and they go about things the right way. They go about things in the right way in all three areas. And you're going to hear me say that a lot. All three areas.
All three areas.
Yeah. I like to divide the world into three areas. There's genitalia, non-genitalia, and special teams.
I don't understand that.
Offense and defense.
Yeah, one thing that is a bit of a worry, I would think, to you is your defense. They've given up some big plays to subpar quarterbacks.
Craig, it's not a worry. It's a process.
a process
and a challenge. And we have to take this win, and we got to stack it on another win. And we're going to stack wins together until we have a stack of wins.
Okay.
And then when that stack of wins becomes a challenge, we have a process to go about it the right way.
God.
If you stack too many wins, can you ever have too big a stack? Do you, like, divide the stacks?
If you stack too many wins together, then you get more than three phases. You get four or five phases, and that's not good. You want to have three phases.
Makes no sense.
I just dropped a box of toothpicks on the floor. And I'm going to go count the toothpicks.
Oh, okay.
Count the toothpicks. All right, that's Jason Garrett from Valley Ranch. I don't know if he really answered anything. 8-4.